This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andy Baskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank our studio audience.
I'm Jeff Phelps.
Can I read my resume off real quick?
No need.
50 plus years as a Browns fan.
Lifelong Browns fan.
Father worked for the Browns as a scoreboard operator on a tiny little scoreboard behind home plate that no one ever saw. Trying to think what else. What else can I say is great? Have my dad's ticket. He actually went to the last championship game.
Orange is your
what
favorite
else?
Color.
What else?
Boink.
I have.
Orange is your favorite color.
Orange is my favorite color. Trying to think.
That's enough.
I can't think of anything.
Twice else. So far today. I can't tell you how many times since we've been doing this since Shador got drafted. We've heard this, and we heard it twice today. This was not, has not been, is not a fair quarterback competition. And you see it from national folks as well. Okay, and that's been one of the narratives out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to yell at anybody for that. You can think what you want. What, and this is the point I wanted to make at the end of the last segment. It's this. How the hell do you know if it's been a fair quarterback competition? And I say that for this reason, Andy.
Yes.
What percentage of evaluation and thought are we seeing in preseason games?
I brought this up with Tom Withers on Friday.
Like 10%.
Can I explain to you what we've seen? Imagine having a deck of cards in front of you, Jeff, and they're all piled up in a stack.
Yeah.
And they're equal.
There are 52 of them.
There are 52.
Now, 54 Jeff, if you didn't take out the Jokers.
That's exactly what I said, Jeff. So turn over the first card.
Help me, please.
Turn over the first card, Jeff.
Yeah.
And now put it right back. You've seen one card, and there are 51 others underneath. All you see is the one card. You don't get to see the other 51 cards. And by the way, we have reporters that aren't reporting. Nothing against them. There are things they see out there that they're not allowed to report on.
These guys compete from the minute they walk in the building. The minute they walk in the building, how do you pay? Do you pay attention in meetings? What do you do in meetings? How are you in the weight room? How are you on the practice field? How are you in film study? All of this is part of the competition, and we don't see hardly any of it.
We see one of the 52 cards. That's it.
I think you might see 10.
Really?
Might be 10. Might be,
Jeff.
Well, no, that'd be 20%.
Jeff.
5%, 10% might be what they do in the preseason games. 10%. And that's being generous.
You're saying that 10% of what they do in a preseason game makes or breaks a player from making the team?
No,
decides where they are in the depth chart?
Dan, I just said we see about 10%. And Andy said, 10% of what it's going to make, whether they're going to make the team?
Yeah, I said that like I should have had a cigar hanging from my mouth. Exactly right. I was on the old Sports Writers on TV show based out of Chicago. That's
no, exactly what I said was we're seeing maybe 10%. Of what's going into the thought process.
We don't see
what's going on in the practice field. We don't see what the coaches are breaking down. We don't know what the coaches are asking them to do in practice. if they thought that Dylan Gabriel was performing better in all aspects of this, he'd be starting against Cincinnati over Joe Flacco. If that's what they thought, and you could make the argument Dylan's looked a lot better than Joe Flacco in the preseason because Flacco's barely played.
Well, that's fair. Okay, that's a fair assessment.
Flacco's barely played, but he's the starter. Why? Because they're seeing everything else in practice. They see him in the film room. They look at his resume. They see it. They know it. If Shadur were outperforming Dylan Gabriel in every aspect of this, he'd be number three on the depth chart right now. Jeff, and he's not.
If he was outperforming, he could be number one on the depth chart.
Absolutely.
We just don't know. All you know is what you see. And I say this constantly. Don't judge a player by the cutaway that you see for 6 seconds from TV.
Yep.
You're seeing what the producer wants you to see for 6 seconds.
That is correct. But that said, folks, just know there's a lot more that's going into the competition for all positions rather than just what we see in preseason games. And Shadur had one preseason game that was more than solid, and he had one that was more than rough, and Gabriel had one that was pretty solid except for one throw, and then one that I think was solid. And we'll see how it plays out. It's a story where the first chapter is barely being written right now. Dan Menigan, kids.
A little bit of news courtesy of Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. The NFL is still reviewing the domestic or assault cases involving Browns running back Quinshon Judkins, wide receiver Isaiah Bond, and linebacker Devin Bush. Even though there are no longer charges pending against Judkins or Bond, no update according to the spokesman Brian McCarthy telling Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.
Okay, so stay tuned on all of that. Jim is in Concord Township. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, so anyways, my thoughts are, you know, if one of them comes up and does really well, I'm happy. I'm a Browns fan. I'm a Shadur guy. He was, you know, not himself the other day, various reasons, whatever it was. But
And you know what, Jim? He didn't play well. Yeah. That's okay. He's a rookie. It's okay.
Right. And then we're judging Dylan like we did DTR last year. He had a great preseason game. Everybody got excited. You can't get that excited. When teams see that small quarterback, they're going to game plan for him. And I want to see how he does when they put the picket fence up and they start batting his passes down because they got him in the pocket. Okay, so I think ceiling for Shadur is much higher, and I think his attitude and his competitiveness in the next couple of years will show. That's just my thought.
Jim, thank you. Might be right. But don't put anything past the attitude and the competitiveness of Dylan Gabriel as well. And we've not really seen Kenny Pickett. That fella seems like he's just got like a real competitive streak in him. And man, does he have a chip on his shoulder the size of Pittsburgh.
I mean, Joe Flacco has an amazing competitive attitude.
Yeah, I would think so, but Joe doesn't have that much to prove here, you know? I don't think.
Yeah, he wants to prove that anyone that can't say his name without saying 40 years old can still be competitive and lead a team to victory.
40 years
old. That's enough. What did I say, 41? Oh,
I just said 40 years old just to get you going. You know, get you mad.
Jeff.
Just get to mad.
Just get us to the game. Get us to the game. Could you hit fast forward, please?
No, but I'll hit Nelson and Avon Lake.
Ah, what up, Nelson?
Guys, how are you?
Crazy.
Oh, my bad. You know, this conspiratorial theories that are being put out there are just absolutely insane. And it has been quite an interesting last few days on the X, just watching what people are posting in there and casting accusations and whatnot. And it's disappointing. And I know you have other callers, but here's what disappoints me the most. And just listening to Mike Florio, the Browns invited this to Berea, right? And once again, they put themselves in this position by valuing analytics, seemingly, right, allegedly, yep, but very evident.
Or trusting their board, right? Trusting their draft board.
That's right. Valuing analytics over human elements, again, it's just another lesson learned. You cannot underscore or underestimate the importance of building a team and the element, the human element, right? We knew, or they should have known going into this, that drafting this kid, and listen, whether you think he's a fifth round pick or should have been picked third or whatever, or number one, that's immaterial now. Reality is he was picked on the fifth round, and this is what happens, you know, as a player, that the fifth round pick who is going to have to struggle and prove that he can actually play in the league. So it's just, again, it's just disappointing. And to me, the hardest part of this is, like, this appears to have been one of Andrew Berry's best drafts in a long time. And this is sort of casting a shadow on that. And it's just disappointing. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nelson.
Thank you.
I think we should remember this, too. Though teams will always be aware of who they drafted where, and if you're a first-round pick, you're going to get a little better look, I would think. You know, just you have an investment. Same thing with the second-round pick. Take a look at what Kyle Shanahan did with San Francisco. You know, they traded up to take Trey Lance at 3 overall, I believe it was, and they traded, you know, first-round picks. And they got them on the football field, and he went to John Lynch, his general manager, and said, "Hey, that Purdy kid is better than Trey Lance."
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's our quarterback.
Hmm.
And what'd they do? They moved on.
Yeah.
They went with the guy who was better. So though Shador was drafted in the fifth, if he was showing as of yet, okay, don't bury any of these guys and don't, you know, put them on a pedestal yet.
Right.
If any of these guys was showing that he's the best guy, that's who they'd play. That's who they would play. Right?
Yep. I can't argue any of that point.
You would certainly think so. Jim is in Strongsville. James.
Hey, guys. Long-time caller. First-time listener.
Jim, thank you for listening to the show. And it's always happy to have a first-time caller on with us. Thank you.
No, I said first-time listener.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, you actually listened to what we were saying today. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Guys, inside you guys, it's just in general, there's just so much energy being wasted. And really, what are two the Browns have said, two developmental quarterbacks. Neither of these guys are ready to play an NFL game. It's not a knock on Shador, and it's not a knock on Dylan Gabriel. It's just where they are in their development right now. They're not ready.
That's isn't it? That's okay.
It is fine. It's fine. I don't know why we got to argue, like, who played with who and who got opportunities. And honestly, the conspiracy theories are just ridiculous. Look, the Browns want one of these guys. They want anybody to succeed. They don't care. I'm looking at it. I'm saying, you can see the flaws in both guys' teams. You know, and everybody's like, oh, Shador played 4 years at college. Yeah, he played 2 years at Jackson State. I mean, everybody said all along, like, this is probably the first time he's been in an offense where he's had to make multiple reads. It's probably the first time he's been in an offense where they actually have a playbook. I mean, I'm not saying he can't do it. He has physical skills. He has talent. But everybody wants to sweep under the rug the amount of learning that has to go into being an NFL quarterback.
Hey, and Jim, let me throw this one at you, too. It's the first time he's really had competition at quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the first time he isn't the starter, too.
Well,
I mean,
he played for his dad in high school. His dad was his offensive coordinator. He played for his dad at Jackson State, and he played for his dad at Colorado. He was the guy, and he didn't have to compete. And that might be part of this.
I just go with the eye test. And look, I'm, again, not saying this is insurmountable. I'm not saying, but when I see a guy turn back away from the defense like that, that's like reminds me of Charlie Fry. Unless you can coach that, you got to coach that out. Like, you don't see good quarterbacks do that. They step up in the pocket. All things he can get better at, all things maybe sitting a year, going to meetings, the structure of being a pro, maybe that's what he needs. And I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying he's not ready right now.
Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. And please be a listener. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you can listen once in a while.
Welcome back anytime you want.
Yep, absolutely. Tyvus Powell works with Andy on the Browns pregame show. He works with me on the Browns postgame show. And he joins us Monday on Baskin and Phelps. He'll do that in about 5 minutes coming up right here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.